We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Light in the Midst of Darkness. Today's devotional was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Isaiah 62. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. I have just read from the King James Version. Each time Muna read the news, she felt overwhelmed. The increase of iniquity and the boldness of wickedness troubled her deeply. It seemed as though everything was getting worse, not better. Gradually, discouragement began to set in. But in the midst of this, the Lord comforted her with the truth of today's scripture. From that moment, her perspective began to change. She made a decision that even if things were getting worse around her, she would continue to grow and become better. That shift changed everything. Muna began to experience growth and increase in every area of her life. She also noticed that as her outlook changed, the Lord elevated her and expanded her influence. One of the key disciplines she learned was to avoid complaining and instead cultivate gratitude for the light of God at work within her, even in a dark world. Scripture makes it clear that in the last days, darkness will indeed cover the earth. Yet God's promise to his people remains sure. His light will arise upon us, and his glory will be seen in us. Even as the world drifts further into rebellion against God, 2 Thessalonians 2:3, there will be a corresponding move of God among his people. A great revival will arise, and the true gospel will be preached to the ends of the earth, Matthew 24:14. While darkness increases in the world, God's people are called to increase in light, in godliness, and in steadfastness. As you go into today, refuse to be overwhelmed by the corruption around you. Do not give in to complaining or a defeated mindset. That is the strategy of the enemy. Instead, fix your eyes on God's promise. In the midst of growing darkness, his light shines brighter upon you and within you. Confession. I arise and shine. Isaiah 61. I am the light of the world, Matthew 5:14. My life radiates the glory of God and brings him praise in Jesus' name. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Genesis 20 to 23. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.